You're listening to KNX In Depth. Along with Mike Simpson, I'm Charles Feldman.
We're going to talk about tax day, but coming up, a reminder, after news and traffic at the bottom of the hour, the little bottles of shampoo and soap that you steal from the hotels, some of them we all take home, right? Could be banned in California, so grab them now while you still can.
Yeah, we don't want to say steal, we appropriate them.
Right, it's part of the bill.
Yeah, it's
and it's mine to take.
It's our right.
As an American to take this
take
soap.
Those soap, okay. Right now, though, millions of people across the country frantically scrambling to get taxes done. Today is, sadly, April 15th, the deadline to file your income taxes. If you have not done yours, why put yourself through the last-minute stress? Marcy Campbell is a certified public accountant based in Riverside. Maybe she can answer that question for us. Why would somebody wait this long anyway?
Oh, for a number of reasons. There's a new tax law, which is very, very confusing. Nobody likes to pay taxes, and people have a tendency of really procrastinating and doing things they don't want. And then, you know, sometimes they're just waiting for last-minute K-1s, and they come in from partnerships or corporations, and they come in at the last day. So they're stuck doing their taxes at the last minute.
So let's say I'm running down the clock, and I'm not going to make it. What do I do? I can get an extension, yeah?
You could get an extension to file the tax return, but you do not get an extension to pay any tax that's due. So if you owe money, you have to pay it today. And you can put your return on extension and then, you know, prepare it and file it later.
Now, you probably know this better than most, but a lot of people who have gotten their returns, their refunds, have been upset because either they were smaller than they anticipated and what they have previously gotten, or in some cases, they actually owed money. Are you finding that with your clients as well?
I am. I think the IRS changed the withholding tables, so they're taking out less in anticipation of taxpayers paying less, which basically means that the refunds were reduced. The other issue is, you know, the tax law messed up a lot of my clients that pay a lot of property taxes and state taxes, and they got hit really bad because they got limited to a $10,000 amount on their tax return. So there have been some pretty unhappy clients coming into my office based on what's happening with the tax law.
Yeah, I was going to say, how has this year been for you? Because you're the bearer of bad news in that situation, and they're across the table from me going, wait, what? Seriously?
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. I had a client in this morning that owes almost, well, close to $100,000, and he kept saying, what? What? So I had to sit down and show them exactly the tax law and what it was doing to them and how it affected them.
I think I would be saying a lot more than what, what. let me ask somebody, you know, and I don't want to by any means put you out of business, but there are countries where they simply give taxpayers at the end of the year, the governments do, basically an itemized list of what they earned, their income, and what they owe in taxes. The IRS, for the most part, unless you have complicated returns with lots of deductions, for the most part, they know what people make because employers report that on the W-2. Couldn't they make it really easy for people by just giving them a list at the end of the year? You sign your name and return it.
You know, that would be, I hadn't heard that concept before, but it would be simple. However, the IRS gets all of these documents from the employers and, you know, corporations and things like that, the 1099-Rs for retirement. It goes into their computer system. And when I'm trying to find out something for one of my clients in the 418, I'm being told that the computer system won't be updated and the information won't be there until maybe June, July, August.
Wow.
And so there is a time delay there that I would think would not make this work.
In terms of what people do every year and what they should be doing, you get your return and you either get money back or you pay or whatever it is, and then you stick it in the drawer. You put it back in the filing cabinet. Should I be doing something differently instead of just forgetting about it until, I don't know, 11 months from now?
I think that's the majority of people. That's what they do. With the new tax law, I would suggest that you do some actual tax planning. you know, sit down. You don't have to go to a tax preparer or a professional, although if you have, you know, if your income is higher, you should go to a professional. But you can at least sit down and take a look at what's happening and how it's going to affect you. For instance, the $12,000 standard deduction, does that mean that you're not going to give out any contributions this year because, you know, the $12,000 is there?
Let me ask you a question. Give me a very honest answer. Every year when it comes tax time, do you get all frazzled yourself for your own taxes?
I'm usually the last one that last tax return put on extension.
Takes care of everybody
answer.
Else.
Honest answer. Okay.
All right. Marcia Campbell, certified public accountant based in Riverside.
You can always listen, by the way, to the KNX in-depth podcast. Just download it for free on your smartphone, radio.com app, or go to the iTunes store and you can get it there or wherever you get your podcasts from. When KNX In-Depth continues in a few minutes, one of the celebrities charged in that college admissions bribery scandal seems determined to go to trial. But is that really the right move?